From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama travels to Germany for a two-day meeting of the Group of Seven industrialized countries, with the looming crisis in Ukraine in the background. As VOA's White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, though economic matters are the main agenda, the troubles in Ukraine and fighting the Islamic State are also part of the discussions.
Some G7 nations are participating in allied bombing raids against the Islamic State group, and the fighters' recent capture of Ramadi in Iraq has left many wondering whether Mr. Obama's strategy is working. The biggest issue, however, is Russia, excluded from the meeting for a second year. There are questions here about the U.S. leader's approach to Russia, one that White House officials, including spokesman Josh Earnest, acknowledge has not changed Vladimir Putin's behavior in Ukraine.
The economic pressure that's been applied to Russia has not yet resulted in President Putin changing his strategic calculus.
Luis Ramirez, near the site of the G7 summit in Garmisch, Germany.
Before traveling to Germany, Mr. Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month of brain cancer. The president struggled to fight back emotion as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived his life for others.
It is our obligation to Beau, to think not about what was and what might have been, but instead to think about what is because of him.
1,000 people, including several Washington dignitaries, senators, congresspeople, and others, filled the St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Wilmington, Delaware. Beau Biden died from brain cancer earlier this month. This is VOA News. The death toll in central China from a capsized tour ship on the Yangtze River rose to 396 Saturday, as recovery teams continue to search the vessel. Most of the victims have been recovered since the ship was righted on Friday. Only 14 people have been rescued since the Eastern Star went down in severe weather late Monday. The ship's captain and chief engineer who survived the sinking are being questioned by police. China's transportation ministry says 456 people were on board, leaving nearly 50 people still missing. Rescuers in Malaysia's Sabah state on Borneo Island are searching for 8 people who disappeared on Mount Kinabalu after a magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck. At least 11 people died in the tremor. The victims from Friday's quake include a 30-year-old local guide and a 12-year-old Singaporean girl who was part of a group of primary school students and teachers from Singapore. Authorities say nearly 24 people were injured in Friday's quake and are being treated at local hospitals. Pope Francis called on Bosnians to seek lasting ethnic and religious peace and harmony to overcome the deep divisions caused by the 1990s Balkan War. At a mass for about 65,000 people gathered Saturday at the Stadium of Sarajevo that was a symbol of ethnic and religious diversity in the former Yugoslavia, the Pope recalled the suffering endured by Bosnians, refugee camps, destroyed houses and factories, displaced people, and shattered lives. More than 100,000 people died when Muslim Bosniaks, Catholic Croats, and Christian Orthodox Serbs fought a 3-year war over the country's independence after the former Yugoslavia fell apart. Saudi Arabia says its coalition has intercepted a Scud missile launched into the kingdom's southwestern region from neighboring Yemen by Shiite rebels. The Saudi state news agency said a U.S.-made Patriot missile battery was used to shoot down the Scud early Saturday close to the city of Khamis Mushait. The Scud was launched near the Houthi rebel center of Sada in Yemen's northern mountains. American Pharoah will try to become the first horse in nearly 40 years to win the coveted Triple Crown when he competes in the Belmont Stakes in just a few hours. The colt, with jockey Victor Espinosa aboard, will take on 7 rivals at the 2.4-kilometer track in Elmont, New York. It is the longest of the 3 Triple Crown jewels. No horse has won all 3 races since 1978. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.